Theodolite, DKM2, Switzerland. A theodolite is an instrument used for measuring angles both horizontally and vertically and is essential for accurate surveying. This theodolite was manufactured in Switzerland and used for surveying in Antarctica from the 1960s to the 1980s. It would have been mounted on a tripod. The instrument itself is about the height of a kettle, made from olive green metal with silver fittings which are mostly screws of one kind or another. It's a little like a squat tower with a round base or stage that rotates, onto which a short telescope is mounted between two vertical arms. The various screws positioned around the base of the theodolite to adjust its level look almost like little wheels on a rolling tower, but they're mounted just above the ground without touching it. A horizontal spirit level is attached to the top of the base plate, and a vertical degree scale is enclosed on one side. There is another spirit level at the top of the device, mounted parallel to the telescope. Below it is a round metal flap with a hinge. The flap opens to reveal a mirror inside. At one end of the telescope is its large glass lens ringed with metal, and at the other end is the adjustable eyepiece encased in black. Text has been impressed and painted cream on one vertical arm of the theodolite. It reads Cairn Aarau, Swiss, Switzerland, with the manufacturing number and the model name DKM2. Object label.
We'd climb a mountain peak and look out and say, "Wow, in all time certainly no human being and probably no creature has ever seen it." It's a funny feeling. It's not a possessive feeling. It's a privileged sort of feeling. How did I get this lucky?
Sid Kirkby, 1994. Over seven expeditions between 1956 and 1980, Sid Kirkby traversed thousands of kilometres. Using a theodolite like this one, he created detailed maps of Antarctica and in doing so covered more of the Australian Antarctic Territory than anyone else, before or since. It was an incredible achievement.